Easter is the day, of course, that we're celebrating God's love and God's grace are more powerful than death. Easter is the day we remember the disciples went to the tomb to take care of the body of their friend Jesus. And when they got there, no body. The tomb was empty. And the disciples were told, you're going to have to go out into the world to look for Jesus. And when they did go out, they were surprised to find that Jesus was still walking with them, still talking to them, still teaching them the scriptures, still eating with them, still helping them to know where to go and how to be living in the world. We celebrate all this by singing and by praying, by hunting for the eggs, which symbolize the mystery and the surprise of God's new life. Even the Easter Bunny can teach us something about the meaning of Easter. I've heard that in the land of bunnies, the tradition is for there to be a contest every year as to who can decorate the most beautiful Easter egg. And all the bunnies want to win the contest because the winner gets to be the Easter Bunny's helper that year. So you can imagine how excited young Hoppy Bunny was when it was declared that Hoppy was old enough to enter the Easter egg contest at last. Well, Hoppy thought, I better go around and see what all the other bunnies are doing so I can get some idea of how this contest kind of is going to work. And so Hoppy toured around and found that Grandma Bunny was making chocolate eggs and Roberto Bunny was making mechanical eggs. And Birch Bunny was making and polishing wooden eggs. There were bunnies painting and drawing on the eggs. There was even a bunny that had taken off the top of the egg and hollowed it out and put soil inside and then planted seeds so that the eggs could be full of a little tiny garden when Easter Day came. Well, when Hoppy saw all these magnificent efforts underway, Hoppy thought, ooh, this is going to be harder than I thought. And no matter whether I win or lose this contest, I really want to make an egg that I can be proud of. So Hoppy hopped into the forest and decided to lay down under a tree to rest a little bit and think about what kind of egg to make. And while Hoppy was laying there dreaming and drifting along, all of a sudden, a mother robin in the tree started to squawk and screech and flap her wings and fly around in a circle and look very frantic. Hoppy looked around and it didn't take long to discover what the problem was. One of Mother Robin's blue eggs had rolled out of the nest and fallen to the ground, and it had landed on a nice soft fern that had cushioned its fall. So it didn't break, but there was no way Mother Bird was going to be able to get that egg back into the nest. Well, it seemed pretty obvious to Hoppy that there was only one thing to be done. Hoppy moved very carefully and very gently and settled down right on top of that little blue egg. Hoppy decided to keep it warm so that it could, the little bird inside could grow until the time it would hatch. Mother Bird was so relieved when she saw that Hoppy had decided to help, and so she sat down on her nest with her other two little eggs, and together they sat there as the days went by. Daytime and nighttime, sunshine and rain, and on the sunny days, Hoppy sometimes would get off the nest for a little bit and roll the egg around so it could get sun on all sides, and on the rainy days, Hoppy made sure that the fur was covering the egg and keeping it nice and dry and toasty. At nighttime, even if fox came creeping through the forest, Hoppy held really still and didn't move. Sometimes there would be scary noises, but Hoppy was steadfast. And you know, back in the village, all the other bunnies were working so hard on their eggs, they didn't even realize nobody had seen Hoppy for kind of a long time. And the day of the contest came, and the Easter Bunny walked around the village admiring all the beautiful eggs and then called the rabbits together and said, you've done magnificent work this year. Your eggs are wonderful. The children are going to have a terrific time finding them. They're going to love them all. This year's contest winner, however, is not here in the village. The winner of the most beautiful egg contest this year is lying in the forest, cracked and broken. Cracked and broken? How could that be beautiful? All the bunnies thought. While they were wondering, there came Hoppy, hopping back into the village, covered with grass and dirt and moss, sticks in his fur, and even a spider web hanging from one ear. But right behind Hoppy was hopping a brand new little robin baby bird. The Easter Bunny said, "Mother Robin's blue shell has done its job," as Hoppy was willing to sit there on it, lovingly, devotedly, making sure that new life would come into the world. And here is that new life we can all celebrate. Well, all the bunnies cheered, and Hoppy went to stand by the Easter Bunny and felt so happy on this fine Easter day. It seems that all the rabbits had been distracted by the broken shell, but the real news was that baby bird. What makes things beautiful is love in action, compassionate love, which is what Jesus showed us and what we can all be part of, just like Hoppy was. So let's join hands and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Gracious God, we thank you for your love poured out on us, for the way you care for us and nurture us. We want to be like Jesus, looking for life, supporting life, growing into life whenever and wherever we can. We thank you for this happy Easter. Amen. All right. Have fun in Sunday school.